I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's about 5 weeks, 4 weeks.
Six,
no! It's 5 weeks on Saturday.
Yeah, £2 a week I'm going to do.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Then it gives me that little buffer.
The little buffer.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever baked for your kids' Christmas fair, then eaten it all and bought cakes from the co-op, then this is the podcast you need. I feel personally attacked by
good,
that.
Good, you should do.
Well, you should, because you're the only one that's got kids, so.
I'm Katie, and with me are my fellow dieters, Jo.
Hi.
And Victoria.
Hello.
Right, let's start with our first update, and it's from me.
It's really difficult to stay on a diet. I secretly thought that I would be in my size 12 Christmas dress this year, when in fact I've just ordered myself another size 18 Christmas jumper dress. I've had an all right week. I was under on my calories for 6 of the 7 days. I went over on Saturday. I was fine in the morning. Then I went into town and bought myself a Polish donut from the local bakers. And nowhere, anywhere does it tell you how many calories are in those. After that, I was like, well, fuck it. I'll eat that bar of Galaxy and drink those wines and have hot dogs in brioche buns. So I went ridiculously over. This is actually quite a big week for me actually as well, because I am doing something on Sunday where I'm stepping out of my comfort zone and bearing flesh in front of essentially strangers. But I'm getting a spray tan on Wednesday, so that'll knock at least 2 stone off me, I'm pretty sure. I've weighed and put 0.5 pound on. Like, it's really, 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 really disheartening. Like, I'm really struggling to get motivated. And then I do have 6 days on plan, 1 day off plan, and thought I'd done enough. And clearly I haven't, because I put 0.5 pound on. Oh, God, I hate the scales. I really do. And it's so frustrating, because until I got on the scales, I felt quite good. And I think genuinely what I need to do is I need to go food shopping. I need to plan. I need to pull my socks up and stop feeling sorry for myself and own it. So my pledge this week is to plan.
And I have.
I pledge to plan, new sticker.
Good start. Good start. I like it.
I have planned. After I had my little mini breakdown on Instagram on Monday night, we had loads of people message in. And I have to sort of thank our listeners, because it, honest to God, like, you really feel like you're on your own in this. And I know that sometimes it can feel like you're the only one who ever fails at dieting. We know that's not the case.
Oh, don't know why you're looking at me.
But the messages we got in, people who were sort of a similar age to me or a little bit older, and were just saying, like, I hit 40 and then all of a sudden I realised that it was now or never, and things have changed for them. And I've looked at their
weight losses. And now I'm 70.
And now I'm 70 and I'm still on a diet. No, they were so kind, so nice, so lovely. I planned. I pulled my socks up on Monday. I planned and went food shopping after work yesterday. And yesterday as well, I also took myself off to swimming for 45 minutes.
Hooray!
And did breaststroke for 45 minutes. And now I ache like a bitch. That is proper exercise.
God, it really is. That's fit of you to be able to do 45 minutes.
I know. I was going very slow, Jo.
Very slow.
Didn't get the hair wet.
Was it just two laps? Was it just two laps?
Two laps, two in laps for
45 minutes.
Well, I think we must acknowledge that home scales don't count. So you probably lost. You would, if you'd have gone to Swimming World scales, you'd have lost a pound.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So just so you're aware,
if it was genuinely hand on heart one day where I went over.
Yeah,
the
but
calories.
You fucking went over.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, like, yeah, that could have been 3 days where you slightly went over. It's the same calorie.
Now, Katie, imagine doing that every weekend but for 2/3 days, and that's a bit of an insight into my life at the moment.
Welcome to Victoria's World. And how are you feeling now then? You feel a bit more in control?
Yeah, I it's helped me clear my head. I also feel less bloated today. I know we talk about the bloat a lot, but I do feel as if my tummy's gone down a little bit, so maybe I should do a cheeky weigh in later on today and see what's happened, because that might motivate me.
Yeah,
I feel better for planning, like just knowing that I'm actually going to put some decent food in my body, because it gets to a stage, doesn't it, where when you're on it and you're batch cooking and you've got all these vegetables in a dish and it tastes amazing and you feel great on it, and then the next step you're making yourself Nutella on toast, so because you've run out of time.
Yum.
All of yum. The hell. But this weekend coming is a big weekend. Like, I'm excited. I'm like excited but nervous about it, and I do have a spray tan after this recording for my burlesque photo shoot.
Yeah, producer Whee! Paul's also happy that you've mentioned that.
I am in the Harry Potter picture, and I'm Slytherin, so yeah, I'm
amazing,
fantastic.
So excited at the same time,
and you need to enjoy it too. Like, don't just go, oh, I've put on half pound.
No,
just actually go, fuck that, let me enjoy this moment too. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I will, and I absolutely will.
Because also, you know what, don't you?
Go on.
I don't think we can all relate to this. This time next year.
Yeah,
What's happening this time next year?
Well, there won't be a podcast because we'll all be at Target.
Yeah, exactly. I did say that I did think this time next year I would be in a size 12 Christmas dress. And I've just checked on my Shein order and my 18 hasn't been dispatched yet. So maybe by the time it arrives, I'll be back in that next year.
Yes,
but it'll be baggy, very baggy. Let's move on to our excuse of the week. Lisa Jane sent this in. She says, my least supportive diet partner of next six-ish weeks is my new fashion boot. After tearing a ligament, I can't move to actually get healthy food. So I just have to do what I can do to survive. Snacks it is then. Also, no exercise allowed. Not that that changes anything. No, as we discovered.
You can't weigh yourself if you're in a medical... whatever she's
absolutely
in.
Absolutely.
I don't think
not.
It was a cast. I think it was a just one of those big
foam boots.
Attractive plastic thing that you shove on the ligament damage. So get well soon, but not too soon, because you have a free pass for snacks.
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes and access to our Zoom parties, which will be on the first Thursday of each month. And £100 will be won every single time. The next party will be our Christmas party.
Hooray! Merry Christmas!
Which is Thursday the 9th of December. Get that in your diaries at 7 p.m. And we're going to see you then with mince pies.
Yes.
And pint of Baileys.
A pint of Baileys. Yes. Merry Christmas!
Search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Also, we should let you know that producer Paul has finally pulled his finger out of his arse and designed us some new Christmas cards. Which
in November?
Yes, Paul! Yeah. But think about
people
when...
do like Paul. To plan.
Thank you.
Paul.
Correct.
Yeah. When I worked at Woolworths, right? Selection boxes were in the warehouse in August, Paul. You're already 3 months behind. Can I just
come
add?
On. They're great though, aren't they, guys?
They are great.
They are really great. I mean, you have done well.
They were okay. And then he sent us in the group chat on WhatsApp to make amendments to. And I feel like they're even better after we'd had our little say. Congratulations.
So well done.
Essentially, this was a group effort. Actually,
and can
it was
I?
Not.
It was because I said to you, "Don't put a date in like you did last year, where we couldn't flog them. We can't flog them again, can we? Because it said 2021."
All right.
Yeah. So I helped in that respect, telling you what not to do.
Merry Christmas, anyway.
So you can buy our Christmas cards now in our Etsy shop, secretrecordings.etsy.com. Before we move on to our next update, let's get some of the messages you've sent us at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Club's community group on Facebook so you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Karen Colley says, I've just listened to the podcast, and guess what? exercise does make you put on weight. I was £2 off my Stone Award, upped my exercise last week, and I put a bloody half pound on like you did, Joe. Absolutely fuming. Went home, ate a bar of chocolate and a bag of kettle chips. Last night, I had half a tray of sticky toffee pudding with cream and two Freddos. No exercise today. Obviously, if I've had a gain on Tuesday, I will be bloody furious. But if I've lost, then it's absolutely proof that exercise makes you fat.
Oh my God, Karen, please let us know how you got on.
Definitely.
Give us an update.
Definitely.
Louise Sturdy said, I'm so with you on exercise makes you gain weight. 2.5 weeks in on a 3 or 4 cardio workout a week plan, drinking my body weight in water. And let me tell you, that is a lot of water. So far, I've had a 4 pound gain. Ooh. What the actual fuck? Waiting for my whoosh and hope to see a stone off next week. P.S. This is not helping my 25 pounds down by Christmas. In fact, I now have 28 pounds to lose.
Remember those days when we thought we'd all do 25 pounds?
Oh, I love them. Yes. I can't wait for the new year, new me on our January podcast. Yeah, I'm so excited for that already.
Sprinkle says, just listening to the podcast, and I wanted to say that I've done the 25 pounds down by Christmas. I've lost 32 pounds since the start of the chart.
Amazing.
Please don't block me.
Blocked. Marilyn Markham says, we went to a tea tasting ceremony in China a few years ago, and yes, guys, I got talked into buying pu'er tea. Actually, it does taste nice, but it certainly did not make me pu'er any more than usual. Anyway, thanks to the last podcast, I've now taken this back out of the cupboard and I will give it another chance. It will be so out of date. Can tea go out
of date? I wonder how old that is now.
The pu'er tea that you donated to me from producer Paul's gift.
Don't tell him that I gave him away.
What?
I've still just drunk one bag.
Yeah.
I can't bring myself.
We'll do another next year.
I offered it to somebody else, and I was like, would you like to try some pu'er tea? She's like, oh, what's it like? I was like, yeah, it tastes like shit. She's like, no, thank you, can I just have Yorkshire?
Bethany Ellis says, listening to this week's episode on takeaways and fakeaways whilst eating a Macca's. Haven't already had a large Starbucks Christmas drink this morning. Waiting tonight will definitely be a no shame in a game.
Nice.
Excellent.
We had so many people message saying, that episode you did about takeaways encouraged me to eat a takeaway.
Yeah. Which kind of wasn't the point, but there we go.
Oh, I thought it was. I thought that was the whole point of it.
It wasn't sponsored by Just Eat. Let's just
No, that's true.
And Sandra says, when your hubby takes a photo of the back of you and a hippo comes to mind. Oh no, Sandra. I've been going to slimming clubs for over 20 years. Weight Watchers Slimming Magazine Club, you know, the one where you had to put money in the piggy bank if you got a gain. And Slimming World. I remember that. My mum used to tell me about that. Time to give the NutriCheck app a dust off and give hashtag CC a go again. I'd better finish my Colin the Caterpillar cupcake first. Wish me luck, guys.
I like that. Having to pay money if you gain.
No, don't look at me like that, Joe, because I have enough financial worries without having to pay when I gain.
Producer Paul would be a millionaire by now.
No, but he has to give us money when we lose.
What?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Pound for a pound. Pound for a pound.
Interesting. I like this.
Yeah, let's think about this for next year.
What?
Exciting.
You pay me if you gain.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah. But then you pay us if we lose. Yeah. Every pound we lose, you give us a pound.
Pound for a pound.
Yeah, but if you gain, we're not going to fucking gain. I'm going to be in profit.
No, we're not going to gain.
No, I don't think so. I'm not.
Okay, we're
going
to think about this. We'll be announcing this on our first January show.
I don't feel like I want to say
this is going to make us lose. Did you want to give him money every week?
No.
Right, we'll do it.
I'm that skinned at the moment that I am willing to genuinely do this because I feel like this is the only way that I can get money. So I'm fine.
No, Victoria, there are other ways, love. See me after class. Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. Just get in touch with your name and address.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, let's get our next update, and it's from Jo.
So I've had a good week. I only exercised once. So yesterday I made rice pudding, sin-free, because I used coconut milk, the Alpro, which is your healthy extra A, and I used pudding rice. Boom, Bob's your uncle, you do it. It's in the pan, it's down your throat. And then I got, oh, isn't that a tweak?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. Tweaks can kiss my fucking ass. A tweak is something where you use an ingredient that you wouldn't normally use for that purpose. So the fact that I used coconut milk in with the rice is called a tweak. Meh, whatever. I got to target weight tweaking away, using couscous instead of oats in my yogurt. So whatever. Guess who's nail dieting? Not me. I did lose weight, but it was only half a pound, which is in the right direction, but I do have 7.5 pounds to lose for my stone at Christmas. So, gotta fucking get on board.
4 weeks.
Quick, how many? Quick question, Jo, just there. When you said that you got to target, was that by tweaking or twerking?
Both. I did. When I got to target, it was before Muller yogurt gate.
Yeah.
It was when I was having chicken skewers and I thought they were half a sin for 10. And I got to say, fuck it.
Cup of soups for free.
Tweaking.
How is it a tweak? I don't understand what you've done wrong.
I don't either, darling.
Right, so essentially, and I love how you've looked at the definition of a tweak, it's something it's used not for. So if you have a chickpeas and obviously you roast them, you've got a sin them as peanuts, even though a can of chickpeas is sin-free or whatever.
Yeah, if you just have them, they're sin-free. Yeah. But if you pretend they're nuts, suddenly they're fucking sin.
Right, but you're having rice pudding. That,
yes,
but you're not
I
having
am.
That as a meal. Like, it's not
no,
rice
I just
in
add
a
it
meal.
In the middle of the morning.
Yeah, exactly. A snack. Here we go again with a bolognese snacks. So, yeah, I think
no, bullshit. It's all the same calories and you're allowed it. You're allowed rice right. pudding. If you make it that way, it's sin-free. It's the same calories. Don't get me started. You know I love MMB, but I would go face-to-face with that girl over the tweak rule.
We did have a message from one of our listeners to say that her consultant was actually, for the raffle prize, handing out the ingredients for rice pudding. And she listed your ingredients there.
Do it. Do it. If you want to shove couscous in yogurt, that's not a tweak.
Yum.
Same
yum,
calories,
yum, yum.
Guys. Same calories. Do it.
So 7.5 pounds to go in, easy. Let's say 4 weeks. It is about 4 weeks, isn't
it's it? It's not 4 weeks. How dare you? How many more weigh-ins?
It's what's 5 weeks then?
Yeah,
it is about 5 weeks,
six,
so 4 weigh-ins.
Six?
No!
Seven.
It's 5 weeks on Saturday.
Yeah, £2 a week I'm going to do.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Then it gives me that little buffer.
The little buffer. The little mince pie buffer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have really started the week off with the right headspace.
Okay, that's
but
not, yeah.
I'm working evenings two nights this week.
Double
and we've just
again.
Been sent a menu.
Oh.
That I didn't think we were going to get. I was just going to have my tea and go. And now we've been sent a menu, which the starter involves baked camembert.
Ooh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Camembert. And then you can choose a dessert.
Healthy, eh? Camembert.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Gross. Sounds like it will be. And then, yeah, the main course is like barbecue chicken with jacket potato. So that's fine.
Yeah.
And then I can choose between chocolate orange gooey pudding
yep.
or raspberry tart.
Both.
Beautiful.
So again, I've got two nights where it's really beyond my control.
I mean, you don't have to have it. You could just have your dinner before.
Yeah, that well, is
no. I mean, come on. Yeah, but come on, baked camembert.
I mean, I wouldn't, but that is an option.
2 days. So baked camembert for starters, 2 days in a row.
I don't know. I'm not seeing tomorrow's yet.
Oh, okay.
A different menu. Hopefully more calorific. I'm joking. Of course, I don't hope that.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, thank you. And I will do the stone by Christmas. £7.50
I do believe in you.
Yeah, thank you.
Does this sound convincing?
I don't. I genuinely don't.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is someone who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Tina sent this one in. I'd like to nominate my work colleague, Deborah, for hero of the week. We got offered a free trial sandwich platter from a company in the hope we'd regularly order from them for future meetings. Deborah accepted. She then got the idea of phoning round other companies to request another trial platter before she could decide to stay with the normal company anyway. At last Friday, three companies turned up and we had so much food to try. I was still eating it on Sunday night. I thought that's such a great tip.
It is great. We do conferences here, guys.
I mean,
I feel like that's definitely something you two could try, or you three, and would get away with
Victoria,
that.
Victoria, how many people work where you work?
There's only six of us.
Good. That's enough for a platter.
Yeah. If you want to nominate yourself for Hero of the Week, we are at Secret Slim Pod on our socials. Every hero wins a piece of merch of their choice from our Etsy store. Right, let's get our last update, and it's from Victoria.
So I haven't nailed dieting, but I haven't failed dieting either. So after bonfire night with the sweets and the leftover Halloween chocolate, and two HelloFresh meals which weren't that calorie friendly, I haven't actually put on weight, haven't lost it, I have maintained. And I have completely lucked out with that. 1,000,000%, I definitely deserved a gain last week. And I definitely deserve a gain this week as well, because my weekend kicked off on Friday night with a Pizza Hut pizza. Oh, it involved going out for food on Saturday. Sunday, we had steak and chips, so that wasn't too bad. And then we came home and had a chippy dinner. So I have not been on any sort of plan since Thursday night. And I honestly just feel like the week is just going to go even more downhill than it has. So 100% expecting a gain on Friday in epic proportions, to be honest. But nearly fuck it, it's Christmas.
Fuck it, it's Christmas already.
Can I table a motion to rename this podcast Can't Diet, Won't Diet?
Oh, it is so true.
How are you feeling after a week of chips or whatever it was?
Fucking sluggish. Yeah, oh, my God. The bloat is real. Like, I felt a little bit. I went to a spa on Monday and it was lovely. It was a total just relaxation day and I definitely needed it and it was lovely. But then yesterday I didn't feel that great. I just felt a little bit run down and I was thinking maybe I just spent too much of the day in the sauna. I mean, hello, who am I? And I was too hot. But actually, on reflection, I think it's because I've just eaten beige food for a week. I've not had any fruit and I've not had any vegetables. And I think that is why. So I think my body is telling me, like, Vic, seriously, sort your shit out and stick a vegetable in, because I'm just, yeah, I'm at that sluggish, horrible stage. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, it's only going to get worse with, fuck it, it's Christmas coming up. So, yeah, I don't know what to do. There is nothing motivating me right now.
Do you know
now.
What? Do you know what might work?
At all. What? Anything? No.
Really be careful exercising, guys. We've already heard what can happen.
Yeah, see, that's just going to make me put on weight, isn't it? So I'm better just like leaving that now, definitely. Really.
So what is the plan between now and Christmas? Because
it's November the 17th.
You've heard that Kate is going to be a size 12.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have lost a stone.
I'm
going
to add 10 sizes onto that and I'll be a 12.
Okay, fine. Are you actually going to try between now and Christmas, or are you done?
Do you know what? I generally have a lot going on. I think I've got something on every weekend. I've got my boyfriend's 30th. I've got his sister's wedding in the space of a week of each other. I've got my mum's birthday and then it is Christmas. So there is so much social stuff going on. So I think my best thing is to just try and be good where I can. Definitely plan like Katie, definitely eat more vegetables. And then you know, if I'm social at the weekend, then I'm just social at the weekend. Mm. It's just one of those things. But yeah, new me, new whatever in January. I don't think this side of the year, I don't think I've got much hope in getting anywhere near any sort of target.
Is this the earliest we've declared fuck it?
No, we haven't. Victoria has.
I was getting really carried away.
Oh no, guys, come on. Well, listen, good luck.
I don't know.
Remember, the first episode back is when we declare what we lost in full the year before. So, you know.
Oh, that's a fair point.
Even now.
And can I also remind both Katie and Victoria how much you laughed at me last year when I'd put £2 on for the full year. So I just want to remind you.
I still love
that. If you're all still going, fuck it, it's Christmas. Really think about that first episode back.
I don't think I've wanted to contract winter vomiting virus more than right now. Because I feel like that is the only thing that's going to save my 2021.
Well, listen, good luck, everyone. Stone for Christmas, still on.
Do you know what the worst thing is, though, as well? Obviously, we have a little bit of a Christmas break. So we don't actually have to weigh ourselves and be accountable to each other then. So that's a couple of weeks that we don't even have to think about it, which doesn't really help.
You see, I'm still going to go to Slimming World over Christmas. Thank you, teacher. Yeah.
You can keep the updates coming.
I will, and that's why you'll all know that I will have lost a stone this year. Everyone who'll know follows on Insta will go, oh my God, she's bloody done it. That's what you'll be saying in your homes with your Christmas families.
Good.
Don't look at it that way, everyone. Okay.
To least supportive diet partner nominations, and this one's coming from Hel Temlett. She says, nomination for least supportive diet partner, this bloody podcast.
Oh no. Okay.
Ever since I listened to the takeaway episode yesterday, I've been absolutely craving a cheeky takeaway and gave in this evening, taking me way over my calories for today. I've not yet built up the courage to add those calories to my NutriCheck. I am now going to finish strong, though, with a share bag of Kinder Chocobons.
Ooh.
Every pound on this week will be the responsibility of Katie, Joe, Victoria and producer Paul. And let's just blame Paul. And for good measure, I might as well include producer Paul in this blame too. Absolutely.
Everyone's now Googling. Let's just pause Chocobons. While everyone listening Googles Kinder Chocobons to see whether we need them.
Yes. We do need them to sample.
I think we need them just that it starts with Kinder. I mean, sold.
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your stories.
Heather Richards says, I went back to my Slimming World group today after bumping into my leader at a Zumba class yesterday.
At least it was exercise.
I hadn't been for 10 weeks. I'm a Target member, so lost use of the app and kept kidding myself I'd go back when I'd lost a few pounds. Anyway, I weighed in at £3 over target, which is not as bad as I thought it would be. And I was delighted to find out we don't have to wear shoes anymore. Hooray! Same at mine. Shoes off now, guys. Shoes off.
Naked feet.
Still only lost half a pound.
Kelly Miller says, last week I posted that I lost £6 on my first week of hashtag Fast800. Well, this week, after sticking to plan and starving myself again, I lost nothing. Absolutely nothing. However, £6 over 2 weeks is still more than I've lost
all year.
That is still
destroying.
It's horrible. Mm. I've been there. And failed. And Ellie Stanley says, our leader reminded us about Slimming World SP days last night in class. I'd totally forgotten they were a thing, as we've not talked about them in ages. I'm wondering if I can lose a stone this week eating just quark and lettuce. Please send me a cake to cheer up my sadness, but only if it's a sin-free roulade.
Oh yeah, there's so much chat about that now we're getting to Christmas. And you're right to want to try it, guys. Make it. Google the recipe.
Wet egg and sweetener. Yum! You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, it's time to crown Slimmer of the Week. Victoria was our Slimmer of the Week last week.
Yeah, not sure why.
I can't remember why. No, it was crazy.
No idea.
Probably justified, though, I think.
Obviously, I should get it, Joe, because I lost weight.
Yep. Victoria, I should get it because I'm getting in approximately 5 minutes. I'm getting a spray tan, and I will lose 2 stone visually.
Visually,
in that's the fastest we've lost weight.
Well, in that case, Katie, I don't think you need it because you're going to already be 2 stone loaded. And I think Joe really needs the encouragement at the moment because she's doing really shit. So, Joe, you are sliver of the week.
You may or may not agree with us. You might want to nominate yourself for slimmer of the week. Get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.